Yeah, I'll always be a metalhead. Nothing can take that away from me. Right. I mean, not jail, not people, not religion, not anything. I'll always be a metalhead. Metalhead, metalhead, metalhead. Metalhead. Well, then leave him alive.
You're listening to the Great Metal Debate Podcast.
Welcome back, music fans, to the Great Metal Debate Podcast. This is Robert, a.k.a. Gomthog Metallicus, bringing you another metal album review. Today we'll be breaking down the new release from British metalers Ingested, titled The Tide of Death and Fractured Dreams. Ingested are an extreme metal band from the United Kingdom, founded in 2006. Speaking generally, their style is brutal slamming death metal with deathcore elements, although as we get into the review, we'll investigate the nuances in greater detail. I had the pleasure to see Ingested live for the first time in 2023, and I've been hooked on them ever since. They are outstanding performers, plus just great dudes. Following the sold-out show I attended, frontman Jay Evans patiently took time to personally greet, speak to, and take photos with every single fan who wished to do so. He was truly the model for how artists should interact with fans, and based on that alone, I have a soft spot in my heart for the band. As I listened to the promo for this new album, and having recently given a lot of my attention to power and folk metal releases, I kept coming back to the thought that, beneath all the brutality to be found in Ingested's music, there are also a lot of melodic elements staring you right in the face. This may be an odd claim to hear from some fans of the band, and perhaps even a turnoff for the extreme metal aficionados who just want to drown in sonic abrasion, but hear me out as I work through the track listing to discuss the songs. The other realization I came to is that Ingested bring a plethora of stylistic elements to the table in their music, but they do so in such a refined fashion that it may not be immediately obvious to the listener. Again, the songs will tell the tale, so let's dive right in. The album begins on a high note with Paragon of Purity. This song is exceptionally tight and focused, with the band unleashing a healthy helping of slam riffs, but also an outstanding reoccurring melodic guitar lead which, two-thirds of the way through, morphs into an intense solo. The song closes in violent fashion with a rolling breakdown and vocalist Evans exploding in a cascade of demonic spit growling. It's a remarkable piece of songwriting and execution in every aspect. This one has been released as a single and in concept video format, so check it out if you like some imagery to complement the music. Track 2, Endless Machine, is a mid-tempo number in the classic slam vein, although it wanders toward tech death territory as it progresses. At times on this one, drummer Lynn Jeffs is a literal machine, seemingly defying the limits of human musculature to produce light-speed pulsing of double bass. But he's also skilled at varying the tempo to provide an ebb and flow to the song pacing, here pulling back on the madness before the track's final crescendo. Where No Light Shines has an eerie synth overlay that creates a simple but effective basis for the song's melody, with the guitar later replicating the synth. It's a great example of how to seamlessly integrate the death and slam approach. I absolutely love the atmosphere that's created, just smart, considered songwriting. Probably my fave track on the album. Next up we hear the brutal harmonization of Starve the Fire. Here we experience Evans pulling out nearly every vocal tool in his arsenal, with growls, screams, vocal fry, pig squeals, and rock singing. Guitarist Sean Hines stays in a support role on this one, laying a heavy foundation on guitar with mostly slam riffs and eschewing any lead break. Unfortunately, and despite some memorable lyrics and melody, Starve the Fire didn't seem to be building to anything as an overall composition, and then it just kind of ended awkwardly. A lot of good ideas, but imperfectly executed. On Expect to Fail, we have plenty of brutality, but also the addition of clean vocals performed by Josh Middleton of Psilosis. I think this is a great addition, with the differing styles complementing each other and creating some nice nuance without beating you over the head with the approach. It's another mid-paced track, with Jeffs occasionally revving the engine, but mostly the band taking a moderate, meandering approach throughout. Midway through this 10-track album comes a twist with an instrumental number called Numinous. This one is absolutely splendid, with gorgeous melodic lead and outstanding backing orchestration. Fear not, though, it's still heavy as hell. Honestly, when I first heard this, I thought I had inadvertently started playing some Insomnium, because you get a lot of the same ambience here. In truth, there are hints of that melodic death vibe, albeit with a different riffing style, throughout The Tide of Death and Fractured Dreams. It's most obvious here, but you can hear touches in nearly every song. Track 7 is In Nothingness. This one is a fairly straight-ahead composition, mid-paced, with another guest vocal appearance, this time from Mark Hunter of Northern Ohio groovecore act Chimera. The pairing is an interesting one, not what I would have anticipated, and while there is some appeal to the versing structure, the differential created between the singers didn't quite work for me. A song worth checking out, but not one of my favorites. The energy gets kicked up a notch on Pantheon with more slam riffs and pig squeals if you're in the mood for them, as well as classic breakdowns toward the end. Yet still, if you listen carefully, there's some melodic elements below the surface, and even a bit of catchiness in the versing. Nothing commercial in any sense, but definitely catchy. Equal in brutality to any other track on the album, but also with a quasi-epic metal feel to it, is Kingdoms of Sand. Somewhat tech-deathy in its precision, at this point you'll have to come to appreciate the sophistication of Hines as a guitarist and composer. He also adds a modest but tasty lead break on this one, showing he isn't out to impress anybody, but only adding guitar where and how it makes sense for the particular song. The album's closer, A Path Once Lost, spends its first few stanzas with undistorted guitar and emotive, melancholic singing from Evans. But a little past the two-minute mark, it snaps back into crunching death guitar and harsh vocals, plus a stomping rhythm instrumentation. Further in, we get some overlapping cleans and growls. While I did appreciate the attempt, I didn't think the vocal melody completely worked within the versing structure of that song. The contrast and sound was great, but the lyric pacing seemed off. A decent track overall, but not amongst the strongest in my opinion. Again, reviewing the album as a whole, I appreciate the melodicity offered as well as other varied genre influences ingested integrate into this newest release. Although some sticks in the mud may not appreciate the maturity and artistic growth this shows, I sure as hell do, and would sure rather listen to this than some two-dimensional deathcore act. Ingested are definitely not two-dimensional. Indeed, there is much for fans of many different styles of metal to appreciate, albeit those inclined towards some variation of death metal will find the most. A few other big takeaways. The sound mix and overall production on this album is nearly flawless. Whoever was behind the board in the studio should be applauded for navigating the difficult terrain of their music to capture the energy and punch while retaining clarity. Every element can be heard loud and clear, no instrument really dominates the other, which can be difficult given the extreme crunch of the guitars and the sonic pressure of the percussion. The Tide of Death and Fractured Dreams shows Ingested to be a top-tier death metal act, and musicians who cannot be pigeonholed neatly into any single subgenre package. On the whole, this album is excellent, although admittedly there are a few tracks that didn't quite resonate for me. I'm giving The Tide of Death and Fractured Dreams a strong 8 out of 10 rating, and expect it will continue to be in regular rotation in my headphones in the coming year. Ingested, The Tide of Death and Fractured Dreams is released on April 5th via Metal Blade Records. You can purchase the album digitally and in a variety of physical formats through metalblade.com or wherever you buy music.